Book 2, Rogue Clove. Earth date, 2512 AD. The battle facing mankind involved either two sides or four sides, depending on how you interpreted it. On the one hand, you had the Unified Authority, the ever-evolving successor to the old United States. The UA colonized the six arms of the Milky Way, creating a cosmopolitan society that superseded race and ethnicity. The galactic territories became a true melting pot as 180 new worlds opened up over the next 400 years. The Unified Authority accomplished all of that expansion off the back of an almost all-clone military. By the beginning of the 22nd century, UA clone labs began churning out over 100,000 cloned soldiers per year. The first real challenge to the Unified Authority's hold on the galaxy came in the year 2468, when a scientific expedition exploring the inner curve of the Norma arm vanished. Afraid that they had located a hostile race, the UA Senate authorized the construction of a super fleet of battleships, the Galactic Central Fleet. Senator Morgan Atkins, the most powerful politician of his time, oversaw the creation of the fleet and traveled with it on its first patrol of the Norma arm. Neither Atkins nor the fleet returned from that first patrol. These were desperate times, but a few well-placed politicians had a plan of their own. Working with the UA Navy, they manufactured a breed of specially designed clones called Liberators, which they sent into the Galactic Eye, the spot in the center of the galaxy where the six arms merge. Once they entered the Galactic Eye, the Liberators discovered that Atkins and a large group of followers were behind the disappearances. The Liberators caught him entirely off guard. They overwhelmed the Renegade base, but Morgan Atkins and his followers escaped in their stolen fleet. Sometime during the next 3 years, colonies of religious fanatics calling themselves Morgan Atkins believers began appearing throughout the galaxy. As the 180 established worlds became more self-sufficient, the Mogat movement gained converts. A census taken in 2498 AD found approximately 5 million Morgan Atkins believers. According to the 2508 census, more than 200 million people identified themselves as Mogats. In 2510, four of the Galactic Arms declared independence from the Unified Authority and the Civil War began. The Cygnus, Perseus, Norma, and Scutum Crux Arms formed an organization called the Confederate Arms Treaty Organization. Only the Orion Arm, Earth's home arm, and the Sagittarius Arm remained loyal to the Unified Authority. The Morgan Atkins believers and the Confederate Arms formed an unsteady alliance. The Confederate Arms had an enormous population and large armies, but no fleet to move troops and defend planets. The Mogats had the Galactic Central Fleet, but they lacked the manpower to pilot their ships. A third partner was suspected of joining the Mogat-Confederate alliance, the Japanese people of Ezer Cree. As the Civil War began, the government of Ezer Cree came into conflict with the Unified Authority. When the Marines invaded Ezer Cree, the Mogat colonists who had settled on that planet fought a guerrilla campaign. Our invasion turned into an occupation, and the Japanese population vanished from the planet. No one knew what happened to them. Then the war broke out. The Confederate Arms and Mogats launched their insurrection. According to our best intelligence, the Japanese population of Ezer Cree signed on with them. Even with the Japanese on their side, the Mogats and Confederate Arms did not seem to pose much of a threat. Earth date, March 1st, 2512 AD. City, Safe Harbor. Planet, New Columbia. Galactic position, Orion Arm.
You look like a...
I look a lot like an army clone. I hear that a lot.
The boy looked stunned. He was neither a policeman nor a guard, just an usher in a movie house.
I'm a lot like them. The Pentagon used my grandfather's DNA to make those clones.
No shit.
A smile formed on his face. Of the six arms of the Milky Way galaxy, four had recently declared independence from the Unified Authority, the Earth government. The Orion Arm, Earth's home arm, remained loyal to the Republic. But this planet, New Columbia, was suspect. The New Columbian government swore allegiance to the Unified Authority, but its government was filled with politicians who openly sympathized with the Confederate Arms.
Yeah, you might say half the Army and I are cousins. For the record, Army clones are about 4 inches shorter than me and a lot wider around the shoulders.
Yeah, I knew something was different.
The boy looked at my ticket.
Oh, wow. You're going to the battle for Little Man. Lots of clones in that flick. Third holotorium on the right.
I went down to the holotorium and entered through the double doors. The battle for Little Man had already begun. It was a war movie recounting a recent battle in which a regiment of UA Marines